Praise God. Welcome to VOT, Voice of Testimony. It's a beautiful day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Revelation 12:11 tells us that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. The words that we speak to our lives, they are transformed and bring about testimonies in our lives. And today, on our episode, the word we have is divine alignment, power of agreement. The Spirit bears witness in heaven and on earth. When Jesus Christ finished his divine assignment on planet Earth, he handed man to God the Holy Spirit. This is why we must ensure that we have good relationship and fellowship with him. God, the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity. We achieve more success when we walk in unity, in agreement with God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Bearing in mind that Jesus is the bread of life. He's the fountain of living waters. The Holy Spirit is the connecting factor between the heavenly realm and the earthly realm. When two or more come together in agreement, joining their faith, resources, time, and much more together with the goal of accomplishing any project, either in the world or in God's kingdom, God honors it. This is because God himself laid the same pattern or example at the beginning. There is agreement in heaven between God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Starting from the creation and always, anything that is done on earth is first settled in heaven. The Godhead, the Trinity, are always in agreement. We are successful and even surpass goals that have been set and accomplished by the power of God. There are rewards or benefits when we walk in unity or agreement. We must walk in unity on earth and be in one accord, just like in heaven. After Jesus ascended to heaven, he asked the apostles to wait for the visitation of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. He also later descended to fellowship with them at the upper room, where the power of God descended and great signs and wonders followed afterwards. The same signs and wonders are still happening anytime we invite the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. He doesn't force himself. But we must be willing and available to accommodate him, to invite him to our lives. Starting from the salvation experience, when we surrender our lives to Jesus, we welcome the Holy Spirit to be our helper, because we cannot continue on the journey without the help of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there to bear us witness on earth, just as there is agreement in heaven. We must walk together in love, in unity, and in harmony. The Bible tells us that there are three witnesses in heaven: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And on earth, the Spirit, water, and blood. The Spirit, the water, and blood on earth signifies our relationship and fellowship with God and believing in the finished work on Calvary. Our coming together to fellowship with each other, just like God encourages us in Hebrews 10:25. That we must not forsake the assembling of one another, but look forward to the gathering of the children of God, even as we step out today to worship God in unity. In the beauty of his holiness, we attract new mercies and blessings abound towards us. I pray that even as you step out today to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, the blessings of the Lord will follow you all the way. And the Lord will make every crooked way straight and the rough edges to be smooth. in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you.